The following program was previously recorded.
Community Spotlight on Z102.9.
Good morning. It's Community Spotlight on Z102.9. It's an annual event. Z102.9 proud to be a partner, as we are every year, with the American Heart Association and the 2026 Corridor Heart Walk. With all of the information, the event chairperson, Alex Ganson, is joining us on Community Spotlight. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Eric.
Every year I do this interview, and every year somebody else is on the other side. What is your story and involvement with the American Heart Association and specifically the Corridor Heart Walk?
Yeah, so I'm the CFO at University of Iowa Energy Collaborative, and this year is my second year with the Heart Walk, and I'm lucky enough to be chairing this year. A little bit about my story, why I got involved, is my father had a heart attack and stroke in November 2020, so it made the holidays a little bit rough for us, but thankfully he survived. He was driven to St. Luke's Hospital and then life-flighted to the University of Iowa, and thankfully the doctors there were able to save his life, and he's with us today. Not without lasting effects, though. He does live with aphasia, which is a disorder that affects communication.
What I've come to learn when we help promote these events, partner with these events, is everybody has a why behind why they take part. So we want to make sure we've got a packed stadium, if you will. What are the dates for the event this year? And once again, back in Iowa City.
Yeah, the date is Saturday, May 2nd at 9:45 is when the walk begins. We have a 1.7-mile option and a 5K option.
And then as we were mentioning that why, that driver, we know why you're taking on such a big task. Why do you hear, since this is your second year involved, what brings people out? Or I'm sure there's a variety of reasons and answers to that question.
Yeah, it's a family-friendly event. Lots of activities for both adults and children to participate in. We've got life-saving skill of hands-on CPR event. There's all sorts of, again, kids activities to participate in.
Could you give me, paint a picture, if you wouldn't mind, what you see on people's faces, one, as you're kind of rallying the group to go out, and then I have to guess that walking back into Kinnick when it's done, there's just this awesome sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, exactly. It's great seeing all the children out there having a great time. There's plenty of survivors that come, someone who knows, someone who has passed, or they're with someone who has survived. So that's a great opportunity to meet some of those folks and hear their story. And everyone's just excited to be there and have a great walk.
I just love the fact that it brings out so many people and there's a common goal among them. And the big one, of course, when we do events like the American Heart Association and the Heart Walk, the Corridor Heart Walk coming up on Saturday, May 2nd, is, of course, raising funds. Let's spend some time talking about where those dollars go and why that fundraising is so critical.
Yeah, so we actually have a fundraising goal of $190,000. We're about halfway there right now, so we're looking for a big push here in the next couple weeks. Every dollar raised stays local, so they go to fund research grants at the University of Iowa and other area initiatives.
So I think one of those key points, because we hear this a lot, whether we're talking about the walk or we go Red for Women or the Heart Ball, it seems simple, but we need to remind people, like, for example, how important CPR is.
Yep.
And the fact that there'll actually be demonstrations that day. But just to learn that it is something that it's a common technique, and the more people that know, the better.
Yeah, and that's something that you can learn on our website, right, www.heart.org/corridorheartwalk, and you can learn CPR in 90 seconds.
For those who've never taken part before, from the fundraising standpoint, if I'm signing up and I'm still hearing that message, because I know we have a little time to do that, do I need to go out and do some knocking on doors to see if people want to sponsor me? Or is there a bit more of maybe a registration process where I will give you money on the front end?
Yeah, you can go onto our website and you can register your team. You can recruit some of your family members, friends, coworkers, and you can kind of raise funds that way and kind of compete with other area teams, other area companies. If you have a company, your company can sponsor your team. So it's a great way to, you know, kind of fundraise within your, you know, whether your company, friends, family, all of that.
The spirit of competition helps that go a long way too, right?
Yes, exactly.
Our guest today is the event chairperson for the American Heart Association Corridor Heart Walk. We will wrap with the location, the date, and one more time that last website so we can make sure we get a ton of people signed up.
Again, yes, the date is Saturday, May 2nd at Kinnick Stadium, and the website is www.heart.org/corridorheartwalk.
We've done our job. Now we just hope for big participation and the weather cooperates.
Yes.
Thanks, Alex, thanks for coming in for Community Spotlight.
Thanks for having me.